Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Great Tom Petty. And the Heartbreakers behind me. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Stephen Russo, great member of our Brain Trust, Executive VP of Eclipsis, and a technology expert extraordinaire. Stephen, thanks again for being here. So, okay, when we think of tokens, which you introduced to us in the last segment, we think of tokens, I think that's a crypto term. That's a crypto technology term. When I think of tokens, I think of like a form of compensation or a unit of value, like a stock or something like that. And then, of course, when you do that, then you got to connect it to currency, which connects it to cryptocurrency, which connects it to blockchain, which I've been driving home around here for a long time. But when you say micro tokens and micro token exchange in the context of dealing with what I call the new regular post-pandemic, I say we're moving into what we're going to start calling post-pandemic, the post-pandemic world. As we move into that, you're saying that the micro tokens, the micro token exchange, are going to have different jobs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, in this particular case, it's slightly different than the way you're thinking about it, Jim. It's to really break it down and make it simple, think about the coat check lady. You hand the coat check lady a coat, and she hands you a little button with a little number on it. And no one knows where your coat is, but that little lady, when you hand her the button back, she looks up the number and hands you back your coat. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what micro tokens do with real data. So when you use micro tokens instead of real data, moving across transmission types,
right,
it makes it near impossible for man-in-the-middle attacks or for someone to try and steal that data while it's being transmitted, because in the middle is now micro-tokens and micro-tokenization right. Exchange. So that's really what we're referring to. But you're absolutely correct as well. In the world of crypto, tokens are used, and when we do play in the blockchain world as well, that's more about validating that data mm-hmm. is what it is supposed to be, and creating a mutable record, and that's what blockchain does for you with
right.
the use of tokens.
So micro token exchange is making your data immutable, right? And it's so people understand. Most people understand that when your words or your voice or your video or whatever hits the internet, It breaks up into packets. It travels at light speed over the backbone in packets, and then it reassembles. It transmogrifies. It sort of rematerializes like on the sci-fi shows. It reassembles, and you're saying that with micro token exchange, essentially each one of those packets is locked up, and nobody can get to it until you have the key on the other end.
Yeah, very, very close, very close. Instead of sending, though, the real data, we're actually sending token packets that are replacements for the real data. So even if a bad guy captures that transmission in the middle from a satellite, from Wi-Fi, from the Starbucks, it
right.
makes no difference anymore because they're useless micro tokens and they can't get the real data. That's what makes it so special. So you're pretty darn close, Jim.
But how does the real data materialize on the other end?
Because the other end also has micro token exchange on it, so the two ends are able to talk to one another. And micro token exchange also handles all of the key management.
Right.
So there's no need for the key management or the secret keys because micro token exchange does that for you.
So the
that's
lock,
part of the secret sauce, and that's what makes it special.
The lock is put on the data on one end, sent, and then when it's sent, the key on the has to be. They have to have a certain key that only the person on the other end knows. If it's stolen, it can't, it's not useful because they don't have the key to unlock it.
That's correct. But in this particular case, MicroToken Exchange handles all of the keys. So there's no need to send keys. There's no need to store keys.
Ah.
It's all done through MicroToken Exchange. And not only that, and we don't want to get too deep, but the, actually the keys self-destruct themselves in milliseconds.
Wow.
So there's no way to even steal the keys.
See, where this does have a similarity to blockchain, it's a way of thinking about communication and business that is totally, unbelievably alien to anything we've ever had in the analog world, even in the digital world up to now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true. The ability for the key management is something that is pretty brand new. I mean, it's six months or less old. Nothing in the world is able to do what MicroToken Exchange or MTE is able to do.
Give us an example of how post-pandemic this will be a real benefit.
Well, the reason it's a benefit is because you have people working at home. And when you have remote office space, now you have to be able to try and secure that transmission between a person's home office and their server, wherever that server may be, up in the cloud or in their office, wherever it may be. Those transmissions need to be secured. And you could even have, again, folks that are working from home, but they decide to run out to the Starbucks, and all of a sudden they're sending a sensitive document from the Starbucks. So there has to be a way to handle the security of that transmission of information.
This is a paradigm shift for VPN, then, isn't it? This is going to change, as I talked about earlier, to VPN. Folks, this is new stuff. This is the future of business. This is the future of communication. What he's talking about here, the MicroToken Exchange for your data, and it's going to be a companion for the post-pandemic new regular. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.